Chapter 11. 30 minutes later, the three of them, J.C., Gary, and Jennifer Benz, standing on their podiums amid the cheering of the studio audience as the lights go up. Kevin Leary walks in front of them and across to the judges, saying, "What a night, what a night. I don't think we've seen anything like this before, huh, Stephen?"
"No, Kevin," Stelfox says.
He shakes his head, trying to appear lost for words. Darcy and Stutz watch him solemnly, both having been instructed to keep your fucking mouths shut. "Two of you," Stelfox continues very seriously, looking over at Jesus and Gary, who are trying their best to look contrite, more successfully in Gary's case than in JC's, "decided to take this show into your own hands and performed an unauthorized duet." Clapping and cheering from the audience, which Stelfox ignores. Which may have been very enjoyable for some people in the audience, but which put Jennifer at a clear disadvantage in terms of the impact she could make on the viewers at home. Some clapping and cheering from the loyal Jennifer fans in the audience. "That's why, this week, I feel I have to take a completely unprecedented step in the history of the show and..." He pauses, getting into it now. "Declare the results of this week's phone vote null and void." Gasps and shouts from the audience. Boos and catcalls. People at home are shouting at their TV sets. "Now, Stephen," Leary interjects as scripted, hurriedly scripted in the stage right hallway about 15 minutes ago, over the gasping and shouting, "there's going to be a lot of people watching at home who spent money calling in who feel..."
"Quite right, Kevin. I'm coming to that.
I just want to assure our viewers that next week's phone vote will be free, and they'll get a chance to do it all over again because, for the first time in the history of American pop star..." He looks around, shakes his head as though he can't believe what he's about to say. "We're going to carry all three acts on into the final." Insane applause and cheering breaks out. "And the person with the biggest percentage of the public vote will win. But, raising his voice over the audience, "I feel I need to say something to you guys," Stelfox continues, looking at Jesus and Gary. "We absolutely will not tolerate any further behavior like tonight. This is a live show, and as such, it is open to forms of abuse should people choose to do so. The rules we have were put in place so that everyone gets a fair chance to present themselves in the best possible light. Do we understand each other?" Leary has walked back towards the contestants, between Jesus and Gary, holding his mic out, the moment where they both, as scripted, mumble apologies and promises.
"Yeah," Gary says. "Sorry, Stephen. Sorry, Jennifer."
Then something very definitely unscripted happens. Jesus reaches out and takes the mic from Leary. There is resistance, he has to tug a little, and fear in Leary's eyes, as Jesus steps down from his podium and says,
"That's right, Gary. I'd just like to apologize to Jennifer, too. Sorry, Jen. We didn't mean any disrespect."
Stelfox, Jansen, Harry, up in the director's booth, everyone on the production staff, nervous as long as Jesus has that mic in his hand, going out live to almost 100 million people. Nielsen data would later reveal it was a little more than that. Almost 34% of the American population were watching. But the audience is clapping as Benz sweetly bats her eyelashes at JC, and Stelfox is thinking, not bad. This could actually work. He thinks this for precisely 2 seconds. The time it takes Jesus to step past Leary, who is reaching out to take the mic back, smiling, and say, "I'd also like to take a moment to apologize personally." "Oh, fuck, no," Sam Jansen says as she turns from the wings and starts running for the control booth. According to ABN corporate policy, only two people have the authority to terminate a live broadcast as it is actually happening. The producer, in this case, Stelfox, or the executive in charge of the show on behalf of the network, Jansen, who is now running full tilt down the backstage hallway. The next 3 minutes of live television would lead to serious questions about that policy being asked all across America, from dive bars to the Supreme Court. To apologize not only to Jennifer, but, which camera are we on? He moves to the rim of the stage, only a few feet from the audience, looking right into camera two, with its bright red light glowing steadily, sending him out there into all those living rooms. But to apologize to America. Okay, thank you. I think that's, Stelfox says. Let me tell you about this guy, Jesus says, moving over towards Stelfox, the cameras, the heads of the audience turning to follow him. Jansen, careering round a corner now, hearing Jesus' calm, slow voice coming out of the speakers all along the backstage hallway. You know what this guy thinks of you? You, the people out there at home, watching this show? He thinks you're pond life. Morons. Just the dumbest pack of retards ever. Good for paying money every week to call these stupid numbers and to buy all these products. JC slaps a hand at one of the logos festooning the judge's desk. And to buy the lame records he puts out at the end and to... In the control booth, Harry, panicking, the director looking for direction. Was this part of the plan? Just, stay with him, he says. They still had over 2 minutes of airtime until the next scheduled commercial break. An eternity in live TV. Jansen rounds the last corner and bang! She runs straight into Big Bob, her head smacking square into that massive chest, like a quarterback going full pelt into the biggest guy in the defensive line. Everything goes black, Jansen unaware of the light pressure on her ankles as Bob gently, carefully, he doesn't want to hurt the lady any more than necessary, pulls her into an empty dressing room and closes the door behind them. I mean, you're the kind of guy, Jesus continues, perching up on the desk close to Stelfox now, the kind of horrible bully who somehow wound up running the world. Huh, little man? Feeding people a bunch of crap and claiming you're just giving them what they want. You give little kids a bunch of candy and they'll keep asking for more, even with the teeth falling out of their goddamn heads. Some of the cameramen, grinning, pulling focus a little, wanting to get the best possible reaction shots of Stelfox for this one. Stelfox goes to speak and finds he cannot. He is staring into those blue eyes and discovers that words will not come. A luminous corona of light seems to be surrounding Jesus. A humming is filling Stelfox's ears, drowning out the screaming in his earpiece. He just stares, entranced, as Jesus turns back to camera, saying, Anyway, enough about that. I don't think I'll have very long here. So I just wanted to say, you've got to rethink this whole thing down here. The whole religion thing, especially. Have you any idea how much you're pissing God off? You got people killing one another based on their faith. You got pro-lifers killing doctors. And man, pro-lifers, I gotta tell you, he really hates you guys. You got these idiots on TV taking money off people in God's name. Do you think God wants a red cent out of you? The pollution, the obsession with money, all the crap you put yourselves through every day to make money, to buy all this stuff that nobody needs? You've allowed it to get to a point where there's bankers making $100 million bonuses and people are sleeping in cardboard and eating pet food. Are you all nuts, man? You got a significant portion of the world believing it's okay to cover women head to foot in black sacks and to hang and stone gay people. And another significant chunk worshiping a clown in Rome who, fact, helped cover up child abuse. He's in the Vatican. He should be in a goddamn penitentiary. In the audience, Morgan, Chris, and Becky watch with open mouths. The first time they have ever seen Jesus get mad, like he's been saving it all his life for this moment. Becky looks around at the rest of the audience. They're gawping, slack-jawed, hypnotized almost. That corona of light seeming to fill the studio now, too, bathing everyone, drawing them in. And then, right here in America, you got the country with the biggest number of people who profess to be Christians in any first world nation letting all this shit happen. I mean, what do you think he's thinking about all this? You've got a planet that you've been on for all of 5 minutes and you've turned it into a human toilet. You've got... Outside the studio, Saturday Night America is reacting in all its huge variety. TV sets being shut off, people cheering, children being ushered out of rooms, telephones getting picked up, emails and blogs being furiously typed, people shouting, "Go back to fucking Russia!" People clapping and whistling and saying, "Go on, man!" People fumbling for the record button on their TV. There are some at home, like Stelfox, like the studio audience, who are staring at the set, mesmerized, near catatonic, seeming to see that shimmering, pulsating light bleaching out everything around and behind JC as he moves closer into the camera now, filling screens from Denver to Detroit, Florida to Seattle. Finally, doing it, teaching, leading, inspiring. Enraging some, too, yeah, but you can't have it all. Christians against gays, Christians against abortion, Christians against socialism, Christians for guns, Christians for nuclear weapons. I mean, I didn't make that one up. What happened to your sense of community? Don't you get it? Be fucking nice. He is right at the front of the stage now, looking directly into the camera. Anyway, I'm about done here. If anyone out there is interested in trying to live their life a different way, a way where you don't have to screw people over, where you don't have to get up at 5 in the morning and spend half the day stuck on some train or in your car, where you don't just see your kids for a couple of hours a day and then turn around years later and wonder why you can't relate to them, where your daily routine doesn't have to involve taking a few years off the life expectancy of the planet, then come and find me. It'll be in all the papers. Thanks for listening. Good night. He drops the mic onto the floor, a thud, a squawk of feedback, and walks off the set. That squawk of feedback snaps Stelfox out of his trance, and he looks up, seeing the set as if for the first time that night, the empty podium where Jesus was, Benz and Big Gary standing there, open-mouthed, Stutz and D'Angelo looking at him, the audience weirdly silent as suddenly the floor manager yells, "That's commercials! We're out!" And a clipboard and headset girl is tugging at Stelfox's elbow. And then, all hell is breaking loose.